coming now to the film that you worked on so successfully with Bing Crosby, Sinatra, Princess Grace, or Grace Kelly as she was in those days, that must have been a labour of love in a way, because they were, you know, especially with Louis.
Well, that whole, you know, I to this day, I don't believe the atmosphere, or if you want to be fancier, the ambiance of the bunch on that picture, all of us, you know, Louis and Frank and Bing and Grace, whom we all adored, and Louis Calhern, everybody else in the cast, you know, and Chuck Walters, our director, and Sol Siegel, the producer, and Saul Chaplin, who was my buddy on the picture. It was a co-music direction job. I did all the conducting, of course. But Solly and I at that time collaborated a great deal, and it had to be that way, because running the studio musically on one of those big musicals is against a dramatic picture, where right where you're sitting in this room is where I sit and write. But on a big musical, you know, that's like running an aircraft carrier. I always had to have collaboration, and it was 9 times out of 10 it was Saul Chaplin, because we worked beautifully together. Well, all of us. It's a terrible cliche expression, but you talk about one big happy family, that's what it was. And such a variety of personalities. You know, Sinatra and Crosby, about as different as two guys can be. You know, that easygoing Crosby and the frenetic Sinatra. And then Louis, you know, is kind of the wise grandfather of the whole thing. Oh, you know, cool it, boys. You know, that added. Well, it was no picture like that that's that good, and I mean no conceit, and that was a great picture, is easy. That's tough work to make that kind of a picture. But to the degree that tough, grueling work can be fun all the way, that picture was. And Louis's influence on that fun element, you know, he's the greatest laugher in the whole world, that laugh of his, you know. And his sense of humor and his sense of fellowship and play and so on, it was an incredible experience.
You were speaking earlier about his tremendous high standard of professionalism. How did his character or personality fit into that fairly rigid discipline of a musical of that gigantuan size?
It's a good question, and I'm glad you asked it, because that has to do with what I said earlier on about Louis' whole character. There was no problem with him on that. Certainly those of us who were in the command echelon, if you will, wanted the best out of Louis Armstrong, and Louis Armstrong is fundamentally an improvisatory talent and personality. And from Louis Armstrong, if you had the brains you were born with, you didn't go in with the attitude that you would go into a Shakespearean actor memorizing a part. So the obligation for the good of the picture was to get the best of Louis. And this is something that Chuck Walters knew, the director, and that Solly Chaplin and I knew. And so one molded the disciplinary necessities of that kind of an operation to the freewheeling character of Louis's personality and method. Somebody you should talk to about Louis Armstrong in that specific aspect is Danny Kaye, because Danny worked with him on a film too, and Danny worked with him as a compulsively directive co-performer. Many years of my life was spent working with and for Danny Kaye, and you know, Danny's the boss. Compulsively. and to hear Danny rhapsodize about working with Louis is a joy in itself. Mm.
Peace.
Well, you know, you said it's one thing when you're doing a phonograph recording, it's another thing when you get mixed up with all of the things that you're involved in with a big musical, larger orchestras and miming to playback and perfect lip sync and so on. Well, the thing, I think the key to the way we handled Louis, which was so successful, and I'm sure that was the key too in the film that he did with Danny Kaye, which I didn't work on, is that we did everything we could consistent with the then high MGM quality of perfection. We did everything that we could to accommodate that which would give us the best of Louis. Nothing was done to indulge him. That never occurred to him or us.
Did you achieve, which I imagine is almost impossible in a film, the thing that sometimes happens on albums, but not too much in my experience, the one-take syndrome?
No. As I recall, and of course, Steve, you know, I mustn't say Steve.
No, it doesn't matter.
And of course, you're talking about many years ago. Then everything was many years ago, wasn't it, really? Unless it's right now, it was many years ago. As I recall, that was never the case with Louis. Neither was the opposite side of that coin, the case where you go on and on and on, and you record, and nobody likes anybody at them. No. I think the best way to describe, if my memory serves me correctly, is that Louis was also very much of a perfectionist about his own work, and he was the best judge of his own work when it came to certain technical things. I mean, if, for example, Solly and I knew, that's Saul Chaplin, if we knew that a certain camera treatment was going to be part of a certain part of the lyric or of the song, and that a certain thing was happening at that point, and Louis had lost sight of it, and therefore his reading wasn't exactly right for the scene, that was the kind of thing that we would sit in judgment on. But insofar as the best possible Armstrong-ism of it was concerned, Louis was by far the best judge, and he was very, very much of a self-critic. And he wasn't interested in getting it on take one, and neither were we. And as I said, the sessions were so relaxed and so friendly and so warm, you know. Louis, as I recall, stopped many takes himself that we might not have stopped, you know, and say, no, I can do that better. He said, I don't like the way I do that. And we were all with him, you know. Frequently with Sinatra in those days, one ran into his determination to get in and out of the recording stage in 2 hours and record six numbers in 2 hours. That was the kind of thing you ran into with Frank, and frequently with some trouble. But not with Louis, really. Not on this picture. He took it very, very seriously. He wasn't ponderous or heavy about it, you know, but he wanted it to be great. And indeed, he was great in the picture.
If I asked you, Mr. Green, to sum up Louis Armstrong in a paragraph, what would you say?
Well, I think the first thing I'd say might get me some raucous laughter from certain quarters these days. I think he was the true child of God to begin with. He was blessed. And his being the true child of God included the fact that he knew he was blessed. And in his attitude to his work and to his fellow man, and I hope the women's libbers will forgive me for that, his fellow humans. His attitude was that he owed a debt for his blessings, both as a workman, as an artist, and as a person. And I think he lived in those terms. And I think his relationship with people, and the results as they showed in his work, bear that out. I don't know how to capsulize him better.